Hope your day is going good. Here's another 9 news update for Tuesday, April 20, 2021. Amid the chart-topping news, Olivia recently announced that her debut album, Sour, will make its way into the world on May 21. Among the track list are titles like Brutal, Traitor, and Favorite Crime, so if those names are any indication, we're in for a wildly emotional ride come May. And TBH, we are ready for it. Bring on the tears, B. From publisher, Teen Vogue. Just 2 songs into her career, Olivia Rodrigo has already made Hot 100 history. Most musicians need to wait years to get to a point where they even have a chance of debuting a new single inside the top 10 on the Hot 100, Billboard's weekly ranking of the most consumed songs in the US. To do so, a track needs to rack up thousands of purchases, millions of streams, and earn at least minor radio play, all in just its first 7 days. That's a huge feat for the biggest names in the field, let alone a newcomer. While she may just be getting started on her new musical venture, Olivia Rodrigo has proved herself to be perhaps the most successful musician of all time, with a discography as small as hers still is. Rodrigo shocked the world, including many in the music industry, when her debut proper single Driver's License didn't just make its way to number 1 on the Hot 100, it debuted there. Even superstars like Drake, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift sometimes have to fight to start their latest releases atop the tally, while Rodrigo seemed to do so with ease. After launching in first place on the most competitive tally in the country, the track held court in the penthouse for 8 weeks, and it still stands as the longest-running leader of 2021. This week, Rodrigo's follow-up single Deja Vu nearly repeats the success of its predecessor, as it begins its time on the Hot 100 at number 8. At the same time, Driver's License settles in at number 5, giving her control over 2 spaces inside the loftiest tier on the tally. Rodrigo got her musical start, at least as far as the general public is concerned, as the star of the Disney Plus program High School Musical, the musical, the series. Of all the songs released from the soundtrack that was born out of the first season of that show, Rodrigo's All I Want was the only one to find its way to the Hot 100. It eventually peaked at number 90, though it wasn't promoted as a true single. Sour, Rodrigo's debut album, is expected on May 21, at which point it will likely go right to number 1 on the Billboard 200, giving her a leader on both lists. With just a few songs in her discography, Rodrigo is already one of the most successful pop stars on the planet right now, and she's already managed feats none before her have, and she's only just getting started. From publisher, Forbes. Here's another reason why Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License is such a hit. Olivia Rodrigo's story about how she came up with her song Driver's License, yes, the incorrect punctuation, or lack thereof, is part of the original title, is pretty teen angst adjacent. She sat down at her piano, pulled out her diary, and started pounding the keys. That is, after she drove around her neighborhood shedding tears over a boy who broke her heart. Olivia Rodrigo was formerly a Disney darling, so there's that, but she's also really relatable, super talented on the piano and on the mic, and her song rocketed up the charts, making her a ton of cash. But there's another reason why the song became a hit, a detail that few people really notice or even care about. Though she's confessed a few things about penning her breakup tome, Rodrigo hasn't hidden the fact that she didn't write the song entirely on her own. Sure, the inspiration came from her journal, that much is true. But did anyone really think the teen, who literally just got her driver's license, did it all alone, from home, during the pandemic? Yeah, she didn't. Olivia has explained in interviews that she and her producer worked on the song Driver's License together. The songwriter and instrumentalist Dan Negro is one of the creative minds behind the song, though he doesn't get a lot of screen or air time in the frenzy of fame surrounding Olivia. But the songwriter did give an interview to Billboard where he talked about how much he loves pop music, and always has, and how the magic all came together for Rodrigo's hit song. As it turns out, Dan has also worked with a lot of high-profile stars and churned out hits for them as well. While a lot of the inspiration behind Olivia's big number came from her diary and breakup experience, Dan arguably provided the professional perspective to really launch the song into the stratosphere. From publisher, The Things. Olivia Rodrigo dishes on balancing music and acting. Olivia both getting ready to release her debut album Sour and premiere the new season of her hit Disney Plus series High School Musical, the musical, the series, all within 2 weeks. It is sort of difficult, but I'm, again, so grateful for the visibility that I think being on shows like High School Musical have given me. So I don't take anything for granted. And that's something that I've been having to learn, is you have to manage your energy, not your time. It's not time management. It's really energy management, Olivia continued. I think writing songs requires such a different energy than acting does. And I'm super sensitive to energies like that. And I think that's sort of why I like being on the set most of the time, is because of the energy that you get from feeding off of another person, she shared. I think that I actually take that in other aspects of my creation or whatever. Yet it is difficult, and I actually, your guess is as good as mine as to how I'm going to sort of navigate that going forward. For now, I'm in music mode right now, which feels really good. It feels good to just be able to focus on that, but who knows? From publisher, Just Jared Jr. Ariana Grande's POV, Olivia Rodrigo's Deja Vu officially enter. Last week, Ariana Grande's POV and Olivia Rodrigo's Deja Vu jointly hit the top 25 at Pop Radio. This week, they both earned top 20 positions on the media-based Pop Radio Airplay chart. Played 5,702 times during the April 11th to 17th tracking period, POV rises 3 places to number 18. This week's spin count tops last week's mark by 1,393 plays. Up 4 places, Deja Vu improves to number 20 on this week's listing. The driver's license follow-up received 5,432 tracking period plays, besting last week's mark by 1,762. Both artists, notably, have other songs in prominent spots on the chart. Grand is at number 5 with 34 plus 35 and number 7 with positions, both songs are former number 1 hits. Rodrigo's aforementioned breakthrough driver's license, also a former number 1, is number 4 on this week's chart. Brian Cantor is the editor-in-chief for Headline Planet. He has been a leading reporter in the music, movie, television and sporting spaces since 2002. Brian's reporting has been cited by major websites like BuzzFeed, Billboard, The New Yorker and The Fader, and shared by celebrities like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, and Nicki Minaj. From publisher, Headline Planet. Rodrigo's Deja Vu proves why she's pop's biggest up-and-coming star. The new song is another hit from the young artist, who continues to find inspiration from music legends like Lorde and Taylor Swift. 18-year-old singer-songwriter, and now international pop star, Olivia Rodrigo is the first artist to have both of her first two singles, Driver's License and Deja Vu, earn a spot in the top 10 of Billboard's Hot 100. Her newest song, Deja Vu, was released April 1, 2021, around 4 months after the release of her worldwide number one hit, Driver's License. Currently, Deja Vu sits at number 8 on the Hot 100 chart, while Driver's License is at number 5. Although the song is a far cry from her previous ballad, Deja Vu is just as lyrically and musically refined. Besides the obvious success, the mid-tempo pop song is only a minuscule reflection of the musical brilliance listeners can expect from Rodrigo's highly anticipated upcoming album, Sour, which will be released on May 21. The song builds from simple musical production and serene lyrics to a surprising turn of narrative, and it has a psychedelic composition consisting of drums and a mellotron, which gives off the sound of a distorted guitar. The song also includes saxophones, flutes and a toy piano, along with Rodrigo's harmonies and scream singing, which comes into play in the second verse as well as the bridge. One of the hidden gems of the song is a softly spoken I love you placed between the second verse and the chorus, which Rodrigo recorded on her iPhone. This is a reference to the verse that states, "Now I bet you even tell her, how you love her," in between the chorus and the verse. This part of the song is so faint that you have to be actively listening to hear it. What makes Deja Vu one of a kind is that there is both a distinct symmetry and parody between what is happening lyrically and compositionally. The hidden I love you is a direct reference to the second verse, and in the first verse when she sings Being Annoying, singing in harmony, Rodrigo adds a brief harmonic vocal line for those lyrics. Each of these little nuances adds to the depth of the song. Rodrigo and Negro also increase the volume and intensity of the song as it progresses. Up until the second verse, the song only features a toy piano and a few other instruments before drums and the full band are added. This creates the illusion of a ballad, which Rodrigo fans would be used to, but the song slowly transitions to a shockingly full sound with bold lyrics. The lyrics in parentheses are actually scream sung by Rodrigo, which she stated to Rolling Stone was inspired by Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer. The bridge also leads to the outro of the song instead of a repeated chorus, positioning the song as an expanded crescendo of lyrical and musical complexity. From publisher, Steady Breaks. Thanks for listening. Check back for more, and share some love.